My name is Bob Skiba, and I'm the president of the Tour Guides Association here in Philadelphia.
And what does that involve?
Well, tour guides who belong to our organization are individuals. Most tour guides in Philadelphia, I think, work independently. Some work just for one company. There's a difference between tour operators and tour guides. So the tour guides in the city are the people who actually give the tours to tourists and to locals.
And how many different people are in the association?
We've grown. We're about just a little over 4 years old now. We started in 2008 with just a few people, and we have over 130 members now.
And can you describe the range of types of tours?
Every kind of tour imaginable. Most of the tour guides are walking tour guides, so give walking tours of specific neighborhoods. Some of them are carriage drivers. Some of them are what are called step-on guides. They work on buses and trolleys giving tours.
Now, there was something in the news a couple years ago about whether tour guides have to be qualified.
Exactly.
Are there certain qualifications to become a tour guide?
That whole thing started in 2008. Someone went to city council and said, tour guides don't know what they're talking about. They're making up all kinds of stuff. And that's exactly why we formed. We decided to be proactive, to show people we're professionals. We love this city. We love what we do. And that's exactly why we were born. The city did pass a resolution saying that tour guides had to be certified. D.C. and New York, tour guides have to be certified and have to have a license from the city. 2008 is also when the economy went south, so the city really didn't have a way to really implement all of this. But now we as an organization train people and certify them.
And do your tours cover a range of subjects, or is it all history?
Absolutely everything. Our great tour, for instance, that we do every year, this year on September 28th, goes from river to river. So we really cover every time period and every facet of Philadelphia history. We have tour guides that specialize in African-American history, LGBT tours, tours about women, tours on manufacturing, music, poetry, art.
Can you give any more details about the music, poetry, art tours?
Well, I mean, that would depend on the individual tour guide. As a tour guide, I get called on to do specialized tours of the city. I also, before I moved to Philadelphia, I co-directed an opera company in Minneapolis. So I do a lot of research on music and art history here in Philadelphia. So that is one of the tours that I do.
So any surprising facts that you could point to, highlights?
Well, the important thing to remember is that in the 19th century, long after we were the capital of the United States, people like to think that history ended in Philadelphia at 1800, when we were no longer the capital. The capital moved to Washington. The state capital moved out to Lancaster, then to Harrisburg. But through the 19th century, Philadelphia was known as the Athens of America. We had every kind of social club and support club here in Philadelphia. We had artistic clubs, architectural clubs, clubs for writers. We were one of the cities that America looked up to as a model for arts, science, literature.
And you can tell that story in your when you walk around the city, because there are a lot of buildings and markers still there.
Exactly right. You know, when I get tourists here from New York, I tell them how, since New York grew up so big and fast in a limited area, everything was really torn down and rebuilt every 50 years. We're lucky that we have so much here. We are. I explain to kids that when you live in a city that's 300 years old, you can't live in a museum. We've lost some things, but it really makes us appreciate what we do have. We have the largest 18th century neighborhood in the country. We have Society Hill.
And what was the motivation behind the 12-hour tour, and could you describe that?
It's to publicize tourism in the city, to publicize the amazing array of artistic and cultural resources that we have here in the city, and also to instill a sense of pride in Philadelphia residents. Well, each tour covers a different section of the city. We begin in Old City. Second section is Society Hill. Third section, which I love to do, is the middle part of the city. And the end part of the city is about from Rittenhouse to the Schuylkill. when I do the center part of the city, Midtown Village area, I get a lot of people who live there, and they say, I didn't know this about my neighborhood, and it's wonderful.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.